Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few black radio networks that explores solutions to issues concerning the black community, presents Black Urban America. All you folks that live listening by laptop, if you have any comments or questions, please dial 516-531-9540. That's 516-531-9540. And press 1. Here's the weekly lineup. On Tuesday, we have Black Urban America. I'm your host, and my name is Kenny Jones. Starting next month, every second Tuesday, we have Emma Young from Chicago. And every third Tuesday, as of tonight, such as tonight, we have Bev Williams, Advocate of Milwaukee. On Thursdays, we have Port of Harlem Magazine by Wayne A. Young. On Saturdays, we have Provocative Thought by Caucus Lee. We have a serious issue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's some of the issues that may be explored tonight concerning Milwaukee public schools and their city attorney office. Corruptions, financial issues, a failing educational administration, a city attorney wasting resources, favors for educational board members, racial issues. Now, many whistleblowers, names that you might hear tonight that I might ask about, have brought this issue up. And tonight, as our monthly Milwaukee community activists who address some serious issues in her city, introducing Milwaukee community activist and educator, Ms. Beverly Williams. Good evening, Ms. Williams. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Mr. Jones? And good evening to Black Urban America and other listeners of our program. Tonight, I'm going to let the audience hear a tape that has yet to be released by the mainstream media in Milwaukee or anyone else. I've had the tape, it was given to me, and I've had it for probably about maybe a month and a half or longer. And I have not released it, but I'm releasing it tonight on Black Urban America. Just to give for you folks out there some background information, Milwaukee Public Schools is located in the most segregated city in the nation, with 67% African-American students, although recently I've seen some media reports say 50%, but the statistics that I have say 67% African-American students and only 16% black teachers. Now, our district is currently plagued with issues of discriminatory practices against African-Americans with their latest statistical data that I received through an open records request. And this latest statistical data shows the termination of two times as many blacks and whites, with 2 years showing the termination of four times as many blacks and whites with more white employees. Now we're going to get to the suspension rate. This recently came out in the media. African-American students, okay, who make up 67% of the school district, currently are 81% of the students who are suspended. Now, this is after a federal investigation in 2018 by the United States Department of Education and Civil Rights found that MPS had disproportionately suspended or expelled African-American students over a two-year span. Now, I don't know what's going on with the United States Department of Education of Civil Rights, But they apparently are not monitoring Milwaukee Public Schools, which is what they said they were going to do, because they're still doing what they had told them not to do in 2018.
No, Ms. Graham, it's happening all over the country. There's several black communities all over the country that are experiencing the same thing in their towns or cities.
Now what's happening here, before I get to the budget that Milwaukee Public Schools has and how much they've released so far to the students, Milwaukee also has a problem with high lead in the pipes, okay? Now, this high lead affects the water in the urban areas of our city, which could be seen as a causal factor of behavior issues. Now, there have been many studies. We have a high special ed population of black students, and unfortunately and sadly, we have the high – I don't know why we make all of these statistics that way in Milwaukee, but we have the highest level, the highest prison population, in America, with African Americans making up 42%, Mr. Jones, of the prison population.
Just 2 weeks ago, I did a show called The Public Education School is a Pipeline for the Prison System. Schools to prisons. That was the show called School to Prisons.
Listen to this, Mr. Jones. The whole state of Wisconsin, okay, now we have the largest city, which is Milwaukee, which has more black people per capita than Chicago, Illinois, unbelievably, okay? But in the entire state of Wisconsin, we only have 6% black, and we make up 42% of the prison population. Now, I think that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible, okay? Now, all of these issues sound dismal. Yes, they do. Yes, they do for black people in this city. But we need the right people in political, community, and educational positions to make these changes. And currently, since we're talking about Milwaukee Public Schools, they do not have the right folks in leadership positions. Okay, right now, yes, we do have an African-American superintendent. But this African-American superintendent...
That's Posley? That's Posley, right?
Yes, Posley. Yes, Posley.
And everybody disliked this guy.
Yes, they do. I'm not going to say everybody. When you hear this tape that I'm going to play in a minute, not everyone dislikes this guy, as you say.
But he's in a lot of trouble. Is he in a lot of trouble?
Yes, he's in a lot of trouble. And a lot of people don't know this. He's in a lot of trouble. He's being deposed.
Dr. Baez was just talking about all this stuff that's going on between his administration and the city's attorney's office, and it seem that they're in bed together.
Oh God, yes, they are. See, what people don't understand, according to Milwaukee Public Schools, is a state-run public school district. It is not under the hospice or the control of the city.
So why? One of the questions I was going to ask you: why isn't the state more involved?
I don't know, but I'm going to say, that's the thing. Well, they are, and that's what people don't know. From my understanding, there are state and federal investigations going on right now behind closed doors, and the media is not reporting it. When I say the media, I mean the mainstream media is not reporting all these investigations. I mean, they had it on one or two stations about the whistleblowers and how they received probable cause for retaliation and reverse discrimination and gender discrimination in the news recently, but not on all the stations, and it wasn't in the newspaper, okay? So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hidden from the citizens in Milwaukee about all these investigations, but there are currently, I have documents, there are currently state investigations and federal investigations, that's what folks do not understand, going on behind closed doors. and the community needs to get more involved, okay? And this is one of the reasons I'm releasing this tape today, okay, so they can hear what's going on.
Now, the tape, is 50 minutes. Now, the tape is 50 minutes long, and we got 49 minutes left of the show. So what's going to happen, the tape going to run out the show, go in the show. The tape going to end the show, and that's going to be it. And we probably have to wait till next month. Anybody have any questions, or they could do comments, you know, on Facebook or what have you.
Right. Now, this is what I wanted to say.
It's 50 minutes long. Yeah.
Right. But what I did was I have it set up so that I can skip over some parts. I'm going to try. Okay, so I'm hoping that, you know, the most important parts they'll be able to hear. And then, you know, they can... you know, I may just go ahead, besides the show, since it's going to be released on this show, I may just go ahead and do it live also.
It's exclusive, everyone. It's exclusive.
Right. But let me say this quickly, Mr. Jones. The Milwaukee City Attorney's Office, and this is one of the things I want changed. The Milwaukee City Attorney's Office is the legal representatives of Milwaukee Public Schools according to Wisconsin statutes or laws, okay? So they're wasting our resources. Although Milwaukee Public Schools is a state-run entity, they use our attorneys in the city of Milwaukee to fight their unjustified discrimination cases, their unjustified workman comp cases, and their unjustified fair violations of fair labor laws. Now, there was an audit that came out in 2019 that was ordered by Keith Posley that said Milwaukee Public Schools was at high risk for discrimination and harassment complaints, okay, was at high risk. And they had the most discrimination and harassment complaints in comparison to other school districts around the nation, all right? So all of this has come out, and then here we have the superintendent and one of his administrators being accused of discriminating against two women in the school district who are central office administrators. So right now the central office is in a mess, and there needs to be some folks who are either dismissed or fired.
From my understanding, there were a couple of people, top people in his administration that came out against him. One was Driver and the other one, Furman?
No. Now listen, Darian Driver, you know, we're going to play this tape in a minute. They do talk about, I think her name was Darian Driver. She was a former superintendent. They do talk about her and said she had a horrible administration and she, you know, made a lot of mistakes, you know, that the public didn't know, nor did I know. Okay, her name was Darian Driver. That's what the tape is saying, that she made a lot of mistakes. Now, she has some kind of high position somewhere, so I don't know that much about her, you know, but in another state. But Keith Posley is the current superintendent who calls himself the soldier of retaliation, as you heard. Now, I'm going to play this tape, but what I want to do right now is let folks know who some of these players are, okay? For example, you may hear about Bob Peterson. Bob Peterson is the current NPS board president. Matt Chasen is the Equal Rights Division Director. Right. Matt Chasen is a lawyer.
Matt
Chasen
came out against him.
Right. Well, Matt Chasen was representing one of the whistleblowers. Calvin Furman, who was the deputy superintendent, he just resigned in December. He came out against Keith Posley.
Yes.
Then they have someone by the name of Marla Brownow. Right, Marla Brownow, who took over the position of Denise Calloway, who was a news personality in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there's some history there, some negative history from my understanding that's been reported as to some things that happened to her in the district as to why this Marla Brownow took over, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play the tape, okay? And I'm hoping, and, you know, Mr. Jones, if you can hear it, let me know, okay? But I do want to say this. This tape is referencing a five-hour whistleblower special NPS board meeting that was held on January 21st, 2021, that the taxpaying public knew nothing about. Once again, it was not reported in the media. And so at this five-hour whistleblower meeting, all of these different documents were presented showing corruption and mismanagement by Keith Posley and his administration. But what the board did was right after that meeting, and it was a lame duck board at the time because that was in January, and we had a new board come in April, but five of these board members remained on that board, and they can be removed according to Wisconsin statutes without a recall. But they went ahead, after all of these documents were shown with corruption and mismanagement, they went ahead and renewed the Superintendent Posley's contract with more money right after the presentation of these documents. So right now we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and play the tape. And, Mr. Jones, let me know if you can, if you're not able to hear it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to try to skip over some parts because it is long.
Do you hear me?
I do hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I am sorry.
I can hear, but you need to turn it up a little bit.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm glad we reconnected. And thank you, Dr. Bias, for giving me a little bit of your time today. I really appreciate it.
Are you hearing it now?
Yes. But Dr. Bias is hard to hear him, too.
Oh, okay.
I can hear the lady, but I can't hear Dr. Bias too good.
I think, you know, what compels me, you know, I've lived in Milwaukee my entire life, 50 years, you know, and never worked anyplace else because I love MPS. Or, you know, I'm trying to still love MPS. And I'm seeing things, you know, with children and adults that are just so hard, you know, it's so hard for me to reconcile what I see happening, and I'm trying to make sense of the process and so forth. And so one of the things I kind of wanted to ask about was, I've been working with Matt Chasen, as had several other individuals, and I know that he presented quite a bit of extensive factual information to the board on January 21st, and nobody seemed to care, or it wasn't addressed, I don't think, because, like, the superintendent's contract was renewed at a meeting just shortly thereafter. So, you know, I'm trying to understand how we can continue to support this individual. Not you, but I mean, he's still there. Bob Peterson is well aware of. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me come in defense of the man, first of all.
Okay.
I was in that man. And I must say that he was very difficult. And I can tell you about the details in the end. The ensuing battle, okay? There was an ensuing battle between the superintendent and his attorney. Going back and forth with Matt, and at one point, and this is between just you and me, okay?
Yeah.
At one point, Matt got really red, really angry. He threw some people together and said, and kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And but in the defense of Matt, he presented as well as better than the attorneys for the Supreme Court. Okay.
I believe that. I have a very high regard for him. Yeah.
And you know, I as a matter of fact. Because he presented your case in another case.
Okay, yeah, because I know I was whistleblower A, and, you know, we had worked quite a while on the compilation of what we wanted to, you know, for me. And, you know, I know there's, I've been in contact with a lot of other people who have come forward too. And that's why I'm just kind of like, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I can't tell you about the identity of the other
right,
person.
No.
I did that. So, like, you know, it's the first thing I'm going to tell you is the gender of them. But this, you said what is the legal case, the other than the legal arguments that were made that favor you, I think. There is the critical and I got to tell you that one of the reasons I left before and I didn't run again, my mother died.
Okay, now stop it there because he goes into talking about his, you know, his family, and I'm going to move it up. Okay.
That's awesome. And I was interviewed once in Christian, and then I ended up in the islands in Japan, and then but that has done for me, it helped me refine. So my father and I can do this thing.
Yeah.
When I left the board is because I wanted to do more of this, okay? I couldn't do it for
some
people. Yep. But in addition to that, I was extremely disappointed. I have seen that legally I make arguments, and in several occasions I told the lawyer from the city to just shut up because I felt that she was misleading us. And then at one point she confronted me and she said, you know, I mean, it's wrong when this happens. So I decided, and I serve up in Peter, I cannot be a part of this anymore.
Yeah.
I have to be out because I believe strongly in the political activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's lots of issues that have to be countered.
The political nature is but you have to respect, I mean, the issue of what legally tells us there was some wrongdoing here. And the wrongdoing is not only in your case, but in the case of Mateo, for example.
Yes.
What was done to the mother was
her. Yes. It's painful. It's deeply painful.
I mean, there's no way that
she gave him to Rose Martin. Yeah.
Any discovery would show that she was correct.
Right.
But she decided that she didn't want to pursue stuff like that. That left me in a sort of like a real difficult thing because, for one, there was the assumption that I was defending her because of she was a Latina woman and her politics and all that kind of stuff. I said, that's not it.
Right.
It's just that. And this is wrong. This is wrong. But I thought that there are a lot of things in that district that are legally wrong. There were some people that would just, you know, like some people in the Trump administration, they didn't listen.
Right.
They didn't listen. And the political persona took over the honorable legal thing. And so I because I felt that I cannot.
Yeah, I understand that. I 100% understand that.
There was the other legal restraint that I cannot petition.
Right.
You're bound by the city attorney's office. I do not have the city
attorney's
office. I think that there are a bunch of political hacks, and as attorneys,
right. Yeah.
Same thing, I think, must be said about
Yeah.
Because if DBA doesn't, then defense will be the so you have that. But I don't know what else I can tell you other than the fact that this dynamic requires that legally when you take care of it, it's like match on up. He can just now, there are other cases that, from my understanding, other people have gone on to the board and Matt has presented them also. Okay?
Yeah.
People are not about what he did. But the board simply, even though they sit there and listen and they know. Exposing the content. I said, wait a minute. So don't do that. I'm not on the board anymore. So I said, I'm not to hold back. Okay?
Right.
And he was like, totally bored. And afterwards, and God, you were nasty for affirming you really heard him. And I said, hey, sister.
Right. Okay. Thank goodness. Well, Furman must be having a, he left, he resigned, and he told me that he has put forth a variety of things just recently. So he is really having a conscious, you know, like an assessment on what he has participated in. He was very apologetic. I know, and he, you know, we're going to continue to chat, but like the other thing really, you know, and I won't keep you much longer, but I did want to ask, Marla Brunau, how much information do they need about that particular scenario?
I don't like her role. Okay? Between us, superintendent and things, and I don't know if you remember a board meeting where I went at her.
Yeah, good. I was cheering you on behind the scenes. Absolutely. She was talking about the re-entry plan.
Yeah. I went at her, you know, Avengers. And after that, she didn't want to talk to me anymore. She hasn't talked to me again. She felt that I was offensive. And I said, I was not. And you were not. Started to slam on the table in a board meeting.
Yeah.
If you were some, you know, special person.
Right.
So I don't know. It depends on the case. If she has a lot to do with what decisions she makes, people consult her.
Yeah, but she doesn't even have any licensure. You know, like.
No, but on his staff that, you know, I'm looking back because you hear the chickens and all of that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm surrounded by chickens and all kinds of things.
Oh, cool.
And they fly in the window.
Oh, my gosh. Incoming.
As a matter of fact, we had a sort of like a joke among us that says, if because he office, City Hall, and I think it has good business. There were some instances in the bank where they office special ed in Madison was difficult herself, you know, so she didn't make it easy.
Okay.
Yeah, but whatever you want to say
Mr. Jones and Urban America, Black Urban America, I want to say that this Marla Bruno that they're discussing was walked out of NPS, I guess maybe a few weeks ago, because she did not have the licensure, and Superintendent Posley kind of made a position for her. Not only did he make her the communications director, but he also gave her directorship over student services and some other, contracted schools, which you need licensure to do that. And so this woman that they're referencing, Marla Bruno, she no longer, she may work in the district, but I guess all of her duties as a communication director and student services was taken away from her. So I'm going to continue.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. We got a few
minutes
left.
What'd you say now? What'd you say, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, let me ask you this. If Mr. Posey was to step down or be dismissed, who's in line to take to be superintendent of schools?
You know, right now, Posey was chosen by a lame duck board. All of them ended up, many of them ended up resigning and leaving, but there was also some legal things going on, bribery and some other things going on. So they really didn't take the time to do an adequate search for a superintendent. They just went ahead and took him. He was the chairman of administrators for like 15 years. He always ran the district. That's what a lot of people in the public don't know anyway. But he always ran the district. He was always behind the scenes, okay? So what they did was they just plucked him and they said, okay, well, you're the superintendent. They didn't even do a search. They didn't even do a search, okay? So, you know, if it really, five of those board members really need to be removed, and they need to be five other people who run for their position because of all the corruption and mismanagement in the school district. They have a $2.1 billion budget, $700,000 in COVID funds, and they have only released $13.6 million to the schools for the students. So there's a lot of corruption going on in the school district, and the community needs to be more aware, and they need to do something about it, okay? You heard them talking about, you know, all these different people in the Milwaukee City Attorney's Office, and I feel that there should be a law where the Milwaukee City Attorney's Office does not use up the city of Milwaukee's resources, and that they should not be the attorneys for Milwaukee Public Schools. And I have all intentions of pushing this statute forward in Wisconsin, because
Milwaukee Public Schools.
You said why shouldn't they be?
Right.
Okay, they should not be the attorneys for Milwaukee Public Schools, because there's corruption there too. Okay, there's corruption there too. And they're giving them free legal services. It's free. They do it through a barter program. Milwaukee Public Schools does not pay for legal services from the Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Okay, it's like a barter program or something. All right, according to the fiscal manager of the city. And so
right.
I feel that Milwaukee Public Schools in the areas of workman's comp, in the areas of civil rights violations and also in the areas of fair labor laws violations, they should have to hire their own private attorney with their state resources, with their state funding. Possibly that would be a deterrent from them being so reckless with the things that they're doing against NPS employees who do pay taxes, see? Okay, that's just the way that it's set up in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So,
Ms. Bev, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is NPS the only governmental agency that has corruption, or is this a wide range practice throughout all the agencies in Milwaukee?
But throughout all of the school districts? Well, I mean,
no,
there are some other school districts.
I'm not asking that. I said, since this is a practice in NPS, in the public school system,
okay.
Is this the practice in other government agencies in Milwaukee?
Yes, it is. Okay, and I know we have, yes, it is. Because I worked as a teacher for 20 years with Milwaukee Public Schools, and because of discrimination practices, I lost my job. That's why I became an advocate for others who experienced the same discrimination. And I went through different agencies such as the Wisconsin Unemployment Division. The ALJ was an attorney. The person who did the termination of my job was an attorney. The Employee Relations Department in Milwaukee Public Schools full of nothing but attorneys. A lot of teachers don't know that. And so they're all connected. They all know each other. And she was extremely disrespectful and rude to me within that unemployment hearing. And, of course, she denied my unemployment. And it's been done to some other teachers, too. I'm working with another teacher now who experienced the same thing. I took that complaint to what you call the Wisconsin Labor Industry and Review Commission, which they have three Caucasians, okay, who are well connected within the legal community. I did all this research, well connected within the legal community, okay, and they, of course, deferred to the denial of the unemployment office. I filed a complaint. Today we have an election for mayor, and I really hope and pray that Lena Taylor wins. She has been disparaged in the media by some of, I call these folks power players, because I've been around them when my mother was the president of the NAACP, and I know how they work and how they function. But she's been disparaged with a little this and a little that by some of the power players in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because they know that once she becomes mayor, she's not going to take any mess from them. Okay.
So you think this woman, Ms. Taylor, Leona Taylor, right?
Yeah.
You think this woman gonna stamp out? She gonna clean house in all the government agencies? She gonna bring in her people?
Well, no, not the government agency, because she's only gonna be, you know, right now she's a senator. And she has tried to do some things as a senator. She's a long-running senator.
No, I'll talk about the mayor.
I'll talk about the mayor. I hope that, as the mayor, I'm hoping that she will make some changes.
Because the mayor is the one that appoint these heads of the different agencies. This is like his cabinet. This is like his cabinet.
Right,
if there's corruption in all the government agencies throughout the city, Health and Human Services, education, public safety, law enforcement, all these different agencies, how about the mayor's office? Is the mayor's office also corrupted, the current one?
Well, according to some people who are involved in that realm of the city of Milwaukee, they feel that they are. Okay. There are many people in our city, many community activists, who feel that some aspects of the mayor's office. See, we just had a mayor who left. He was a Democratic mayor. And there are some people in our city, community activists, who are totally against the mayor's office. And then the gentleman who's the acting mayor right now, he worked under the previous mayor, but he had some backing from some big time donors, and so he's had a commercial on like 5 or 6 times a day. So he's seen it as a front runner.
So he's the machine right now.
Yeah, he's definitely the machine. And I also need to know who was backing another gentleman by the name of Ernell Lucas, because, you know, I mean, you know, commercials cost a lot of money. And these are the only two folks who've had these commercials out here. And so, you know, they have some big-time donors. And I don't want to be fooled like we were with Sheriff David Clark when everyone was backing him and loving him, and all of a sudden he was a right winger.
You know what they said? Follow the money. Follow the money.
Very true. Follow the money. Whoever got that money, that's who's going to be your next mayor.
Whoever got that money, they're the one who controlled the machine.
I don't know. We'll see. Because we have some pretty large African American churches in this city, and they are pretty prominent. And I know Ms. Taylor belongs to Greater New Birth, which is a very large African-American church in our city. And she may, you know, I'm sure she has the backing of them. And she's also someone who has been around in the city. She was raised in our city. And she has a lot, I've spoken to a lot of older people who say they voted for her and they're going to vote for her. So we'll see how it comes out tonight. Because the election is tonight, and I hope you guys keep me abreast
of who's going to win that election. I thank you for another month, Ms. Bev.
Okay.
I appreciate you having us breaking this exclusive oil tape, and I hope that the conditions in MPS improve, because it seems like MPS is dirty. It's dirty.
Yes. And so I appreciate you. Let me say this before you get off. The Republicans are trying to take over the school district. I don't know if they're going to be successful in that with all this corruption. We'll see.
Okay. With that, folks.
I don't want it to happen, but we'll see. Okay, Mr.
Okay.
Jones. Well,
I'll see you next month.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. All right. With that, folks, you have it. It's a shame. And most of these folks are black, too. And sometimes we could be worse than white, the white folks. Okay, that's it. That's all the time I have. Y'all have a good week. See you next week. I am because we are. We are because I am. Good night.